Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another Marketing Ramblers podcast. I am James, and I'm super happy that you're here. Still a new podcast. Not many people maybe have found it yet, but if you're one of the few that have found it, welcome. Really super happy that you're here. If you are listening on Spotify, leave me a nice review. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you know the score. Leave me a review. 5-star it if you like it. I mean, you're more than welcome to 1-star me. Any feedback's welcome. So last week's podcast was all about 5 common mistakes I see businesses making when they are starting out with their marketing. Podcast episode 1 was all about 5 of the most common questions I get as a marketing professional, if you could call it that. I do it for my day job. For those of you that know me, know that I do it full time. That's what I do. Those of you who don't, yes, I do marketing in my day job also, and I have started a brand, as you can tell. So I've got around 6 years experience now, and I just wanted to kind of create this podcast to help people understand what they can do to grow their business in a sense of marketing. So I'm not one of these gurus who's like, you know, we'll 10x your business by tomorrow. No, I'm all about how you can grow your visibility, your marketing presence, that kind of thing, from a relatable standpoint as well, because a lot of the time, like, marketing stuff can be misconstrued as sort of a golden bullet that will solve all of your problems. And that's not true. I mean, it's just one piece in the pie that we call business. So this week's episode is all about me. So I don't have a big following, but here is how I am building my business anyway, first principles. Bootstrapping to sort of grassroots how I intend on growing my marketing coaching business. Strap in, and I hope this provides some value for those of you who are in similar position to me who are trying to grow something and start a new venture. So here's the deal. I'm not a big name. I don't have 1,000 followers yet on any of the platforms, and not a flashy agency, but here I am. It's me. I'm building a marketing coaching business, and my intentions are to help businesses like yourselves or solopreneurs like you get the presence and a platform that you need to excel moving forward. Algorithm shifts, AI momentum, all of that, you know, it's sort of internet speak, but, you know, it's we can help. I will help you conquer all of those things. So, you know, startups and that kind of thing, it's real messy. I didn't really have a brand idea to begin with, but I do now. And it's all progressive. I've been living more and more so recently by this motto of just showing up. So even if I do a little bit and it's not quite as productive as I'd hoped, I'm showing up. So this episode is going to be a little bit more along the lines of behind the diary. I know it's not behind the diary because I'm sure as heck not Stephen Bartlett, but I definitely recommend that podcast if you haven't listened to it before. What a guy. But anyway, I digress. So what I thought I would do is I'd just share a few things on what I intend on doing to grow my marketing coaching business moving forward, and I hope some of the ideas help you in your business. The problem, though, I guess every business starts with a problem that they're trying to solve. So in my experience, businesses, when they come to approach someone about marketing, the marketing person or agency generally goes in one of two directions. So they either are quite open and helpful, or they go straight in for the commercial. And with my coaching, I intend on being open and transparent with my customers. So what I mean by that is, I won't have a pricing list. I won't have a book of stuff that I just send you on email and just say, hey, you know, pick something. I mean, I get it as a professional in the industry. I also get people sending me stuff and asking me to pay them, which sometimes, like, honestly, it comes across as a little bit insulting because they're like, well, you're not good enough, so you ask us to do it instead. And I don't know if that's their intention, but sometimes it does come across like that, and a little bit arrogant as well. And yeah, not a huge fan of that strategy. I mean, it's like, I've been at exhibitions and stuff and they'll go, do you want help with your marketing? And I'm like, I am the marketing guy. That's why we're here, you know? And you're like laughing at them and stuff. Not like, not in the face, but, you know, you're like mentally, you're like, what has just happened? Anyway, so yeah, the problem. So everybody, when they're growing a business or starting something fresh, thinks they need a huge audience. And it's not true. I've heard multiple people recently that saying you need just 1,000 or 600 or a couple of hundred people that are really into what you're doing. And each of those people spent like $20, $50, $50. I'm from the UK, but I'm going to use dollars because it's the global currency. So $50 each. So say 600 of those people spent $50 a month with you. You know, you're laughing. You're turning over quite the sum. And even over the year, you know, over a 12-month period. So most of us are figuring out whilst doing when it comes to this kind of thing. So I literally have an idea of where I want to go. I think I know how I'm going to get there, but it's going to take time and persistence and patience, as I say, showing up. As one of my favorite all-time entrepreneurs, if I doubt he'll ever listen to this, but if he does, like Graham Cochran, you're an absolute legend. And yeah, you know, he sort of say, you know, if you can be disciplined enough to show up and create the content that you need to create to help bring on your audience, then you've done a great job. So yeah, so the problem with starting a bootstrapped company is nobody knows who you are and money's tight and you just don't know where to go. So what I tell people when they work with me, and there's been a few times where I've sort of stressed the importance of kind of networking and things like that. And I would say, if you're growing any kind of thing, it doesn't have to be a business. It could be like an exhibit. It could be an event, something like that. And I've done events. I've done an event before. And I've done bits and pieces for charity and stuff like that. I used to do a lot for Teenage Cancer Trust and things, which was tremendous fun. And I did it for personal reasons, which I don't think is really appropriate to talk about right now. But all I will say is it's an absolutely outstanding charity. And I've had some really cool experiences off the back of that. Yeah. So it's kind of this funny thing, like you want to get going, but you're just like, well, where do I go? And it's like, well, start with your local sphere of influence. So this is both a marketing thing and also a mindset thing. So it's like, how do I get over there? Well, it's like, okay, I'm not sure which direction I should go. So who could I approach? So for example, in my situation, I know a few people that do speaking and things like that professionally, and they do it quite often as well. So an avenue for me to grow a little bit of my marketing audience, so market myself and my business and grow my audience, will be to request permission to maybe contribute to one of these seminars that some of the people in my networking circle attend and speak at. That is a perfect thing to do because, one, you're affiliating with someone who's already trusted who will vouch for you. And affiliate marketing is a fantastic tool when you've just started out. Two, it exposes myself and my brand to more local people and stuff. And three, it's also really good practice as well, because no doubt I'll get asked a lot of questions. So this brings me on to three, which is what my actual game plan is going to be. Step three, so step one was kind of just figuring out what I'm going to do as a business. Step two is kind of the problems that I'm going to solve and how I'm going to go about solving the problems that I'm going to face in my business. And three is how I'm going to actually execute this stuff. So my game plan is to post once, twice a week, either Instagram or YouTube. I generally hang out here on YouTube or I hang out on my Instagram, and I need to get better, honestly. I tell people to get going and just post and do stuff that's really relatable, but yeah, I've been pretty bad and pretty undisciplined. So yeah, so another thing, I'm going to offer a discovery call. So as part of an introduction of working with me, I offer a free discovery call, which gives people a taste of what it'd be like to work with me and my style of coaching, marketing, basically, I hope it helps people. And that's kind of the intention, rather than selling first. With my game plan, I am always going to give first. And I suggest you do the same. So whatever business or company you run, or if you're a solopreneur doing something interesting where you're making any kind of money, my big suggestion to you is to just give first, always. So from that, So I'm also going to be giving, as part of my game plan, some massive value propositions. So if you sign up to any of my freebies, I'm offering a $50 website review. So what that is you'll get a personalized video review from me about your website, and it'll be sort of roughly 30 minutes to an hour long, and it'll be custom to what you have done. Just a little kind of, again, you'll have a bit of a taste of what it's like to work with me. And it's like a small sort of what they call a low ticket offer. So that's part of my game plan, is to offer this low ticket offer of a $50 website review, which you will gain quite a bit of insight, really. So you'll get quite a lot of value out of it compared to kind of working with me straight away and doing kind of, I don't know, 3 months or whatever. And say you moved on to becoming like a paid member of my coaching program or something like that, that you would see results a little bit quicker. So you're just not that interested in spending so much time talking and things like that, which is completely fine. I mean, we're all busy. This kind of product is super valuable because it's just like, there you go. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and there's the accompanying documentation as well. And I offer an audit as well, so you'll get like a website audit of what's working well and that kind of thing off the back of that too. So yeah, another one as part of my game plan is to start this podcast. So talk to folks like yourselves who have been generous enough to spend your time with me. Excuse me. And yeah, so, you know, sharing insight. So sharing insight via this podcast and talking to you lovely folks over there on the internet about marketing, basically. So that's another part of my game plan. Another one is I've got a newsletter as well, which it's not really a newsletter as such. It's kind of more of sort of 5 bullets of marketing knowledge that will help just get you through the week and might enlighten you on stuff that you may or may not have thought about. So you may or may not have thought about certain things that are commonly talked about in certain marketing circles at the moment. So it might be that you know about AI, for example, but you just don't know. There might be a trend that's taking place that you just might not be aware of. So yeah. So that's 5 Bullet Marketing Mastery. And that is 5 bullets every week to your inbox, completely free. And that's one of the game plan things that I offer, which will help businesses like yourselves or solopreneurs like you to grow your marketing presence. It'll also show you a thing or two that you may not be aware of as well. Number 3. So yeah, DMing people, just asking questions, seeing what they're about, seeing if they'd be open to working with me. And yeah, I wouldn't be doing it on mass scale. So be selective DMing with potential people that I'd like to work with as well. And that's going to be primarily via Instagram. So number 4, what may or may not work for me? What may work for me? DMing customers and sort of potential customers, talking to them, opening the dialogue. A little bit like the Wolf on Wall Street. You know, he always said famously, ask questions. So, you know, the whole sell me this pen thing. He said, you know, people who don't understand about sales at all don't ask questions. So what they'll do is they'll say how great the pen is. So he recently did a video where he showed, you know, people who don't understand sales, they just don't ask any questions. So they'll just be kind of like, this pen is wonderful, this pen will change the world, that kind of thing. Whereas if you go about it in the whole kind of sense of, don't quote me on this, because, you know, Wolf of Wall Street and Jordan Belfort is quite a legendary sales trainer. But he just said, you know, if you ask someone questions, rather than it being one-sided and them asking you questions, if you ask them questions about what it is that they're about, or if you've got a product to sell, you can kind of gauge whether they'd be interested, and then you can kind of fit the need. So, you know, so go back to the pen analogy, you know, it's like, how often, what do you normally spend on pens? Is it for commercial? Is it for leisure? You know, that kind of thing. And you can apply that to your business too. And I intend to apply that concept to my business too. So it's gauging what they're about. So it might be that I approach someone and they might just be doing things for fun and they might just not want any help, but I would figure that out from the questioning process. Yeah. So if you're building something from zero like me and you're kind of bootstrapping along and you don't really know what direction you need to take, like I am kind of moving along. I don't have a clear direction yet, but I know where I need to be. It's kind of like on a hill. So if you kind of visualize kind of marketing your business when you're starting out as having all your ideas on the top of a hill and just like, well, how do I get up the hill? That's kind of where I am. And I see you and I say, keep going up the hill. Because they always, I've heard kind of numerous people kind of say the journey is more important than the destination. So it's like, you know, you might not have an idea of how you're going to do something, but you'll get there. And I encourage you to keep going as I'm going to keep going. As I say, I'm nobody of influence and I may be in the future, but at the moment, I'm just a guy who has done marketing professionally for many years and wants to help businesses and solopreneurs like yourselves get going. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I think this whole kind of origin stuff is kind of really important. So yeah, I consider myself a bit of an underdog and someone who is probably quite relatable. I mean, I just kind of doing this because I want to grow myself personally, put myself out of my own comfort zone. You'll have your own reasons on why you've started whatever venture you've started. And so when you look at any of these successful brands and people, just kind of keep going. So, you know, like, for example, what's a good example of, that's a good example to share. So, yeah, you know, you've got Stephen Bartlett and things like that, which I mentioned earlier. He's grown his podcast. I mean, he doesn't need to share anything, but he does just out of the kindness of his heart. I mean, I think he's worth quite a few million because of some of the things that he's done. I think he was like a millionaire by the time he was 28 or something like that. Yeah, I mean, we can all make it. And then if you see some of the kind of legacy stories of like KFC and stuff like that, you know, Colonel Sanders was 65 when he invented the recipe. I mean, he'd spent forever making KFC chicken, that kind of thing. Yeah, so I think this one's a bit more of a ramble than normal. I think this one was kind of more of a podcast that kind of help you guys think about some of the things that you can do to get going as a startup and not worry about all of the things. I mean, there's so much stuff you can worry about. And I would say just be very clear and concise on what you want. So I want to help people and I want to coach them to get better at marketing. That's what I want. How I'm going to get there, not super important to begin with. It's more about whether I feel I have some value to offer. And it's a big thing for you as well. If you are struggling to kind of understand where you fit in the world with your new business venture, just try and think about it from a value perspective. It's like, what value are you going to offer your customers? I see a lot of like random stuff, like, you know, like on The Apprentice, for example, the UK version. Anyway, they'll go through the process and then they'll go to the interview stage. I'm sure many of you have seen the interview stage where they just get absolutely torn to pieces. And I think some of it's for TV, but obviously there's a little bit in there because they kind of say things like, you know, are you crazy? Like, are you real going to do that? And they kind of go, well, yeah. And they go, but you know, your route to market has been taken. So a good one I saw, the clip I saw was the lady, excuse me, she had some sweets and she was like, you know, we put sweets in a cup and sort of like vintage sweets. We like put them together. You pick what you want and they go in the cup and then we sell it to you. And the guy like literally went, put three out on the table and was like, these are your competition. And she's like, okay. And he's like, but what's your CTQ? Like, what is it that makes you unique? And she's like, we'll put a bow on the top. And he's like, but that's a bow. And she's like, yeah, it's a bow. And I mean, it's so interesting because like, I don't know whether she felt that her customers had value from that. So it might just be that people just want that little bit of extra on top that provides that bit of special value. And, you know, like it's a crowded market, but she was selling stuff, I believe. And I believe she was selling quite a lot of those products. And I think it's a little bit of this like belief, you know, you've got to believe in yourself. As someone who's never really been overly that confident, I think I probably come across okay on camera. I've got better at speaking. I think it's one of those things, personal development. I spent a lot of time personal development, doing different things to improve the way I am and the way I sound and things like that. She believed in herself. She's like, you know, yeah, it's a bow. And he's like, but that's ridiculous. And she's like, yeah, but it makes us different. I think it's a great thing to look at because it meant that she was providing that little bit of extra value. Nobody else kind of done that. It seemed like they just gave them the plastic tub and that was the end of it. And she was like, no, I want to put a bow on top and some stickers and stuff. And people were buying it. They were loving it, lapping it up. So I think what I'm trying to say is, whatever it is you can provide as value to your audience and your customers, like, do it. Even if you think it's just really silly. A great example of, and I keep talking about Stephen Bartlett, but he has the book, and I definitely recommend you read it. It's Diary of a CEO, but it's his book. And within that, he provides value to his speaking guests by customizing each and every one of the sets that they work on to their preference. So little things like he turns up the, if they want the temperature cold, he'll make the temperature cold in the room while they're talking and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely one of those things to try. Just providing that little bit of extra value. So yeah, Diary of a CEO book, absolutely amazing read. I didn't know they did that, but I'm sure it just got the best out of everybody they were speaking to. Yeah, I hope this wasn't too much of a rambly sort of podcast, but yeah, here it is. Marketing Rambles, episode 3. I did it. I made it. I don't have a huge following, but here I am building a business anyway. And business is messy. Marketing's messier. Being a creative is difficult. And yeah, I hope this helps you kind of think, I'm not alone in this and I can do a great job with my business and help lots of people, even if I don't quite have it right to begin with. And I hope it inspires you. There's some people I've been talking to lately and they've been getting a little bit sort of concerned about things and that, and they're doing a great job. I mean, it just takes time. It's hard to grow any kind of momentum with any kind of online thing. I mean, I get asked, you know, would you look at my website? Because I really need some customers. And I'm like, it's only sort of one little bit of the whole marketing puzzle. Like, a website only means so much. The rest of it is on you and the other things that you're doing. But you've kind of got to, it's hard because you want to help them, but you also don't want to be too critical either. Yeah. I mean, I get stuck doing things that probably aren't moving the needle forward in my business, but I also want to provide value to those of you who are listening to me online as well, because some of you may never work with me. Some of you may reach out and messages, whatever. All I would like you to know is I'm here. So yeah, thanks for listening. And I hope to, and I'll catch you in next week's episode, which will probably be a little bit more structured than this one, because this one was being all over the place. But this one is kind of like an entrepreneur's kind of scatterbrained sort of discussion about building stuff from scratch. So the trials and tribulations of all of that. And from my perspective, what I'm going to do, what my game plan was going to be, problems that I see with myself moving forward. And yeah, as I say, I'm nobody, but I might be someone at some time. And yeah, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you. I hope this was of value. If you want, it'd be great if you could leave a review on Spotify, a podcast, something like that, or YouTube. Leave a comment. I read all of them, good and bad. And yeah, as I said, I have a newsletter. You're welcome to sign up to that if you want. It's 5 bullets of marketing every week. So it could be things that you've never thought of, could be things that you know about. But yeah, providing value. And yeah, also have the option to work with me as well. Got a free introductory discovery call at the end of on my website, which is about 20-30 minutes. But, yeah, I also offer a paid website review as well. I go deep on your website for, I think it's around $50, $60. I priced it out. But yeah, see you around, everyone. Thank you. I'll take care.